Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into something you probably use every day without even realizing it. Microthermal printers.
Yeah, those little guys that spit out receipts, right?
Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg, believe it or not. We're going to uncover how these compact wonders are quietly powering everything from healthcare to logistics to even industrial automation.
You know, it's pretty amazing. Annual shipments are topping 12.5 million units.
12.5 million? Wow. Okay, so let's back up a second. For those who aren't familiar, what exactly is a microthermal printer? I mean, it prints. What's so special about it?
Well, the secrets and how it does it. Instead of ink or toner, which can be messy and honestly kind of a pain to deal with, these printers use heat.
Heat?
Yep. They have a tiny print head that applies heat to special paper, and that heat causes the paper to change color and form the image.
No more wrestling with dried out ink cartridges then.
Exactly. It's a much cleaner and more efficient system.
Okay, that makes sense. So when you handed me this stack of research for this deep dive, I have to admit, I was expecting it to be a little, well, dry. But it turns out these little printers are way more interesting than I thought.
Definitely not just receipts anymore.
So beyond the whole no ink thing, what other advantages do these printers have?
Well, for one, their compact size. That's a game changer, especially for things like mobile credit card readers or those self-service kiosks at airports and stuff.
Yeah, I can see how that would be important.
They also print incredibly fast. You ever notice how you never really have to wait for a receipt to print?
True. Now that you mention it, it does seem instantaneous.
And no messy ink means less maintenance, too.
So compact, fast, and low maintenance. Got it. But this source mentions something called direct thermal versus thermal transfer printing. What's the difference?
Yes, it's an important distinction. Direct thermal, the kind we're focusing on today, the heat directly creates the image on that special paper. Thermal transfer uses a ribbon with ink that gets transferred to regular paper, also using heat.
So two ways of using heat, but with different results.
Exactly. Direct thermal is simpler and cheaper, which is why it's so popular for things like receipts. But those prints can fade over time. Thermal transfer, on the other hand, the prints are more durable, but, you know, it's a more complex process, and that adds cost.
So it depends what you need it for, like a receipt versus, say, a really important document you need to keep for years.
Exactly. Think of it like this. For an archive quality print, something really important, you'd probably want to go thermal transfer. But for everyday things, like that receipt that probably ends up crumpled at the bottom of your bag anyway, direct thermal does the job perfectly.
Okay, that clarifies things. Now, you mentioned that it's not just about receipts anymore. This research highlights some pretty wild applications for these printers that I never would have guessed.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe some of the things they're used for these days. We're talking patient wristbands and prescription labels in healthcare, for instance.
Really? Healthcare seems like it would require a high level of accuracy.
Absolutely. And that's where microthermal printers shine. They're known for their precision, which is crucial in a setting like a hospital.
I'm looking at this source here, and it also mentions RFID printers being used in logistics. What exactly are those, and how are they different from regular microthermal printers?
Okay, so you know those little RFID tags you see on clothing or other products these days?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, RFID stands for radio frequency identification. Basically, those tags have tiny little microchips in them that can be scanned wirelessly, making it easy to track items.
Oh, like a high-tech version of a barcode.
Exactly. And what makes RFID printers so cool is they combine that microthermal printing we've been talking about with the ability to encode information onto those RFID tags all at the same time.
So it's printing a readable label and embedding digital tracking information all in one go. That's wild.
I know, right? It's revolutionizing the way we manage supply chains.
Hey.
Think about tracking those temperature-sensitive pharmaceuticals we were talking about earlier. With RFID, you can monitor their temperature throughout the entire journey, from the factory to the pharmacy.
And make sure they stay safe and effective.
Precisely.
Okay, I'm officially impressed. We've got these tiny but mighty printers popping up everywhere doing all sorts of amazing things. And according to this research, the market for these things is going through the roof.
The numbers don't lie. We're looking at a market size of about $13.3 billion U.S. dollars right now.
That's huge.
And it is projected to nearly double to $28.4 billion by 2033.
Wow. Let me see if I have this right. That's a compound annual growth rate, or what they call a CAGR, of 7.8%.
You got it. That's not just a little bump. That's serious, sustained growth.
So what's driving that kind of demand? Is it just the sheer variety of applications we've been talking about, or is there something else at play here?
It's definitely multifaceted. The growth of e-commerce, for one, plays a big role. Every single online order needs a shipping label, and microthermal printers are perfectly suited for that.
Makes sense. More online shopping equals more demand for these printers.
Exactly. And then there's the whole trend of automation across industries. As more companies embrace automation, whether it's in warehouses or factories, they need reliable, efficient printers that can keep up.
And that's where our little microthermal friends come in. It's like they're perfectly positioned to capitalize on these huge industry trends.
You could say that. They're adaptable, reliable, and getting smarter all the time.
Okay, so we've established that microthermal printer isn't just a one-size-fits-all label. This source breaks down the different types of these printers, and it's pretty impressive. You ready to dive into that?
Hit me with it.
All right, so we've got barcode printers, which seem pretty straightforward, and then there are POS printers, the ones we see at checkouts, right? And then there are kiosk and ticket printers, which I guess are for things like self-service check-in or movie tickets.
Exactly.
We've already talked about RFID printers, and then there are even card printers, which I assume are used for things like ID cards.
That's right. Security and identification are major drivers for that segment.
It's like a whole family of specialized printing devices, each with its own niche. It's amazing how they've managed to adapt this basic technology to so many different applications.
It really is. And the technology itself is still evolving, too.
This source claims that the pace of innovation in this field is incredible.
It's true. There are so many exciting advancements happening right now. One of the biggest areas of progress is print resolution. We're seeing a significant jump in the number of dots per inch, or what they call DPI. Basically, this means the prints are getting much sharper and clearer.
And not just a little bit sharper, right? This study shows a 38% increase in resolution. That's a pretty big leap.
Yeah, it's impressive. And it opens up all sorts of possibilities for applications where fine details are crucial. Like, think about printing barcodes that need to be scanned accurately or creating labels with intricate designs.
I can see how that would be important. But sharper images aren't the only thing that's changing, are they? This source highlights the growing integration of these printers with the Internet of Things. I hear that term IoT thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean for these printers?
Okay, think of it this way. The Internet of Things is all about connecting everyday devices and systems to the Internet so they can talk to each other and share information, like, you know, smart home devices and stuff.
Right.
Well, apply that to a printer. Imagine you can monitor its status, diagnose problems, even adjust settings all remotely without ever having to physically touch the printer.
So instead of running around to check on each printer individually, you can manage a whole fleet of them from one central location.
Exactly. And that's a huge advantage for businesses, especially ones with lots of printers spread out over different locations.
Makes sense. So it's not just about the printer itself anymore. It's about how it connects to the larger network.
Exactly. And that's only the beginning. This kind of integration allows for data collection and analysis, which opens up a whole new world of possibilities. Imagine tracking usage patterns, identifying potential problems before they even happen, and even optimizing print settings based on real-time data.
So these printers are becoming smarter and more efficient thanks to this connection to the internet.
Right. But the innovation doesn't stop there. We're also seeing more and more microthermal printers being equipped with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capabilities.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, especially with the rise of mobile devices and cloud-based systems.
Think about delivery drivers, for example. With Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, they can print shipping labels right from their smartphone or tablet without having to go back to a central office just to print.
Wow, that would save so much time and hassle.
It's all about streamlining workflows and making things more efficient.
It sounds like this technology is truly revolutionizing the way we work and live.
It is. But of course, no technology is perfect. And we touched on a few limitations earlier.
Yeah, there's always a trade-off, right? So even with all these amazing advancements, are there any downsides we need to be aware of?
One of the biggest challenges with microthermal printers is heat sensitivity. Remember, they rely on heat to create those images. But too much heat, and it can damage those delicate components, especially the print head.
So leaving a microthermal printer in a hot car on a sunny day is probably a bad idea.
You got it. Extreme temperatures can shorten the lifespan of these printers. And it's not just the printer itself that's at risk. The special heat-sensitive paper can also be affected, which can lead to faded prints or even paper jams.
Good to know. Anything else we should watch out for?
Another limitation is that most microthermal printers are primarily designed for black and white printing. There has been some progress with color printing, but for high-quality color images or graphics, inkjet or laser printers are still the way to go.
I see. And what about cost?
While you save money in the long run because you don't need ink or toner, those upfront costs for the more advanced models can be a bit higher compared to traditional printers.
So it's a balancing act, weighing the initial investment against the long-term savings and the specific features you need.
Precisely. But even with these challenges, the advantages of microthermal printers often outweigh the drawbacks. They're versatile, reliable, and only getting better. Now I'm curious, what exactly is driving this massive growth in the microthermal printer market? Is it just those broad trends we talked about earlier, or are there more specific factors at play here? Let's break it down.
Well, it's not just those big trends. There's another factor that doesn't get enough attention, the software that powers these printers. It's become unbelievably advanced.
Oh, the software? Yeah, we haven't really talked about that. I guess I tend to focus on the hardware when I think about printers, but I'm guessing there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. Absolutely. The software behind these printers is doing some really impressive things these days. You can actually manage entire fleets of printers from a single location, which is pretty amazing.
Really? So, like, what can you do with this software?
All sorts of things. You can track usage, diagnose issues remotely, even customize print layouts, all without ever having to physically touch the printer itself.
So it's not just a matter of plugging in the printer and hitting print anymore. There's this whole ecosystem of software that's expanding what these printers can do.
Exactly. And that's a major reason businesses are adopting these printers for more and more complex tasks. They're not just looking for a printer that can spit out a label. They need something that can seamlessly integrate with their existing systems and workflows.
So the software is the key to making these printers more adaptable and powerful.
Precisely. And as software continues to evolve, I think we'll see even greater levels of integration and customization in the future. The possibilities are really endless.
That's exciting. You know, earlier we talked about how microthermal printers are playing a key role in automation. Can you give us some real-world examples of how that's actually happening?
Absolutely. Imagine a massive warehouse processing thousands of packages a day. Now, instead of humans manually printing and applying labels, picture microthermal printers doing all the heavy lifting.
So you're saying the packages are moving along on a conveyor belt, they get scanned, and then boom, a printer automatically prints the correct shipping label and slaps it on the package.
Exactly. Seamless, efficient, and much less prone to human error. That's automation in action.
That's incredible. And the source claims that this isn't just happening in warehouses. They're showing up in manufacturing plants, hospitals, all sorts of unexpected places.
It's true. Think about assembly lines, where labels for parts need to be printed as the product moves through the process. Or in hospitals, where patient wristbands and medication labels need to have accurate barcodes for tracking and safety. Microthermal printers are making a real difference in these settings.
It seems like these printers are popping up everywhere. And it's not just about printing labels and tags. This research mentions that they're also being incorporated into monitoring systems for industrial processes. How does that work?
So in industrial settings, you have all these sensors that are tracking things like temperature, pressure, flow rate, all these crucial metrics that need to be monitored constantly.
Yeah.
And that data needs to be recorded and analyzed in real time.
And a microthermal printer can do that.
You bet. These printers can be integrated right into those monitoring systems so they can automatically print out things like data logs, alerts, even real-time graphs. It's like having a backup system in place to make sure that crucial information is always available, even if the digital systems have a glitch.
So it's like a safety net, ensuring that nothing gets missed.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered how these printers work, the different types, and the amazing ways they're being used across so many industries. But where is all of this heading? What emerging trends should we be paying attention to?
Well, sustainability is a big one right now. As businesses become more aware of their environmental impact, they're looking for greener solutions, and that includes printing.
But printers inherently use paper, so how is that sustainable?
That's the challenge, and it's something that printer manufacturers are actively working on. Microthermal printers already have an advantage because they eliminate the need for ink and toner cartridges, which are a major source of waste.
So no more empty cartridges piling up in landfills.
Right. But it goes beyond just eliminating cartridges. Some companies are exploring the use of recycled paper or even biodegradable paper options. They're constantly looking for ways to minimize the environmental footprint of these printers.
It's great to hear that environmental concerns are driving innovation in this field.
Another big trend we're seeing is the growing demand for mobile printing solutions. As more businesses embrace mobile devices and cloud-based systems, they need printers that can keep up.
Yeah, we talked about the delivery drivers, but it goes way beyond that, right? I can see field service technicians needing to print invoices on the spot, or healthcare workers needing to print patient information right at the point of care.
Absolutely. And microthermal printers are perfect for these kinds of applications. They're small, lightweight, and increasingly equipped with wireless capabilities like Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. They fit perfectly into these mobile workflows.
It's just another example of how this technology is adapting to meet the changing needs of businesses.
And speaking of adapting, we can't forget about the advancements in printhead technology. We talked about the shift towards those more durable ceramic printheads earlier.
Right. It makes sense that these printers need to be tough if they're going to be workhorses out in the field.
Exactly. But the innovations go beyond just durability. Manufacturers are also focused on improving things like print resolution and speed.
So we're getting sharper, clearer prints, even at tiny sizes, and they're printing faster than ever.
It's pretty remarkable. It's a constant push to find that perfect balance between speed and quality.
It sounds like it's a really dynamic and innovative time to be in the microthermal printing industry. So with all these advancements in hardware, where does software fit into the picture?
Software is becoming more and more crucial. We're seeing more sophisticated printer drivers, design tools that are easier to use, and management software that makes it a breeze to handle multiple printers.
So it's all about making these printers more user-friendly and versatile.
Exactly. And keep an eye out for artificial intelligence and machine learning. Those technologies are going to have a huge impact on printing in the coming years. Imagine printers that can learn from their own usage patterns, anticipate maintenance needs, even adjust print settings automatically based on the type of material they're using.
Wow, that sounds almost futuristic. It's like these printers are becoming intelligent partners in the printing process.
It's really incredible, and I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible. All of this is going to open up so many new opportunities for automation, customization, and efficiency.
So we've covered a lot of exciting developments here, but let's be realistic for a moment. No technology is perfect, and we touched on a few limitations earlier. Are there any other challenges we need to consider, even with all this progress?
Absolutely. While we've seen some amazing advancements, there are still some inherent challenges with microthermal printing. Heat sensitivity, for example, is still a concern, even with the tougher ceramic print heads.
So those extreme temperatures can still be a problem.
Exactly. And even though there's been some progress with color printing, most microthermal printers are still best suited for black and white applications.
So for now, if you need high-quality color images or graphics, you're probably better off sticking with an inkjet or laser printer.
Probably, yes. And while you do save money on ink and toner in the long run, the upfront cost of some of these more advanced microthermal printers can still be a bit of a hurdle, especially for smaller businesses.
It's always a balancing act, weighing the pros and cons to figure out which technology best meets your needs.
Exactly. But even with these challenges, the future of microthermal printing looks incredibly bright. The technology is constantly evolving, driven by factors like sustainability, the demand for mobile printing solutions, advancements in print heads, and of course, that increasingly sophisticated software we talked about.
It's amazing to think how far this technology has come, and it's exciting to imagine where it might go next.
Absolutely. But before we get too caught up in all the amazing advancements, I think it's important to take a step back and think about the bigger picture for a moment.
What do you mean? Are you talking about the ethical implications of this technology?
Not exactly. I'm more interested in how microthermal printing is impacting our world in a broader sense. It's subtly shaping the way we live and work, and I think it's worth exploring those implications.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Now, that's an interesting thought. What kind of impact are you thinking about? Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's clear these printers are helping businesses become more efficient, you know, more productive, even more environmentally friendly in some ways. They're automating tasks, streamlining things, cutting down on waste.
Right. But I think as these little machines become even more integrated into our systems, we have to start thinking about some of the potential consequences, you know, things we might not be seeing right now.
Are you talking about, like, job displacement, all those headlines about robots taking over? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, that's definitely part of it. I mean, as microthermal printers become more sophisticated, capable of handling more and more complex tasks, it's inevitable that some jobs that humans have traditionally done, are going to be automated. But it goes beyond just jobs, I think.
Okay, what else are you thinking about?
Think about all the data these printers are collecting. Remember we talked about IoT integration and the ability to track usage patterns and things like that? Well, that data can be incredibly valuable, but it also raises some questions about privacy and security, you know?
That's a really good point. I mean, if these printers are everywhere, collecting data on everything we do, from the things we buy to our medical records, who has access to all that information, and how is it being used?
Exactly. And as these printers become even smarter, able to learn and adapt on their own, the ethical questions become even more complicated. I think we need to be having these conversations now before the technology gets too far ahead of our understanding of how to manage it.
You're right. It's easy to get swept up in all the excitement of new technology, but it's crucial to think about the potential downsides too.
Absolutely. But I don't want to sound too pessimistic here. I genuinely believe this technology has the potential to make our lives better in countless ways. But we have to be mindful. You know, we have to be proactive in shaping how this technology develops.
I agree. We have to start asking the tough questions and demanding transparency from the companies that are developing and manufacturing these printers.
Exactly. And that's where informed consumers, like our listeners, come in. The more people understand about this technology, the better equipped we'll be to make smart choices and advocate for responsible development.
So it's not just about understanding how a microthermal printer works, it's about understanding the bigger picture. You know, thinking critically about the role of technology in our world.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what makes these deep dives so important. We're not just scratching the surface here. We're exploring the complex connections between technology, society, and the future we're building together.
Well said. I think we've given our listeners a lot to think about today. We started with the inner workings of these fascinating little machines, then we explored how they're transforming industries through automation and sustainability, and we even touched on some of the ethical questions we need to be considering as this technology continues to evolve.
It's been a pretty amazing journey.
A huge thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed learning about the surprising and often overlooked world of microthermal printers.
And as always, we encourage you to keep exploring. Keep learning about the technologies that are shaping our world, both the good and the bad.
That's right. Until next time, stay curious and keep those questions coming.